only believe right here in Kenton, Ohio. Amen? And we are just thankful for the goodness of God. We're thankful that He is looking out for us every day. We're thankful that the Bible says that our God never sleeps nor slumbers. And so therefore, He always has an eye on us. Amen? And that He's available to us. If we'll reach out towards Him, He's available to us. Amen? The Bible says, if you seek Him, He will be found. Amen? So tonight, we just want to be thankful for the goodness of God. We just want to stretch out our hands in worship tonight. And we just want to praise Him and thank Him for His presence. And just let's rest in the Lord. Amen.
And I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my turn till I met You. I was breathing but not alive. Sing that again. I was buried. I was buried beneath my shame. Who could carry that kind of weight? It was my sin.
When I was broken, You were my healing. Now Your love. lift up our voice tonight. God, we just magnify your name. God, we just lift up in one accord our voices to you tonight. The King of Kings. Holy Spirit, have your way in us tonight.
as a corporate body, let's just lift up our heavenly language. But we're not moving from this right now. Amen? So let's just pray. And again, if you have your heavenly language, pray in your heavenly language as a corporate body.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for His presence. Amen. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. It's good to just sit in the presence of God at times like this, amen? And just let Him touch us, amen? There's a sweet presence of the Lord here. I tell you right now, He's just releasing things into us right now. He's just releasing healing and strength and peace. Praise God. I tell you what, the Lord is just alleviating anxiety and just strengthening people right now as we welcome His presence in the house. Amen. He's been faithful. He's here. Praise God. He's touching us. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's sing that chorus one more time, Miss Linda, please. Hallelujah. You and give you glory. We give you praise, God. We thank you for your goodness, Father God. We thank you for your love, your mercy, your tender kindness towards us, Father God. And God, we thank you for your long-suffering mercy that just comes and comes, Father God. We thank you that your mercy is renewed every day. Every day it's renewed. So we're not consumed, Father God, and we can be blessed and we can be touched by you. And just strengthen us, God. Give us peace and just strengthen us, God. Help us with every aspect of life, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think of how it must have been in the upper room on Pentecost. I think of how must it felt for the people there to wait that many days. We just did it for less than a half hour. Look how strong it got here. Just to be in one mind and one accord.
Praise the Lord.
He's still here. Of course he's still here. The presence, the presence, the anointing. Listen, clean it up. Clean up your life. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back. And we may say this every service until he does. Even if it's not for another 200 years, don't care. He's coming back.
Amen.
I don't believe it's going to be 200 years. I believe we are at the time frame in which he truly is coming back. Don't allow any offense, any sin, unforgiveness, bitterness. Oh, but they hurt me when I was young. I just can't. Yes, you can get over it.
Amen.
Jesus will help you get over it. Yes, you can forgive them, because when we didn't deserve it, Jesus gave us forgiveness.
Amen. Praise
yes,
God.
You can forgive.
Praise
yes, you
God.
Can quit lying. Get that spirit of lie out of you. Yes, you can. You can be honest. Yes, you can quit being controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can quit being a bully. Yes, you
Amen.
Can.
Praise the Lord.
Quit saying, this is who I am. You just have to accept me who I am. Nope. Nope, that's not who God created you to be. If you're nasty and mean and nobody can get along with you, that is not who God created you to be. Stop it. You can get over it, and you're supposed to get over it.
Amen.
You're not allowed to control somebody else. If you have an anger issue, get over it. Stop it. How do I stop it? You get before the throne, you ask the Lord to help you get rid of it, and every time you feel it rising up, you start praying instead of screaming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Praise God.
You start trying to manipulate somebody's feelings and you just sense it. Well, what do I do? Stop it. Stop it. You have a choice. The choice is ours. And I don't want to hear when we get to the gates say, "Depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you."
Mm. Praise
to live
Lord.
This life and to know those choices are there. To know that he's either going to say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in." Or he's going to say, "Depart from me, you work of iniquity. I never knew you." To know those two choices are there. And for us not to accept
Amen.
The things that are wrong in us that need to be
Amen.
Changed and think we can just keep carrying them with us is wrong. And it's a lie from the enemy and you need to check yourself.
Amen. Praise God. Let the Lord
I am
us.
In the middle of checking myself right now.
Amen.
I have been asking and asking the Lord, show me where I failed. Show Amen. Me where I don't respond, react, see, do things the way you want me to do them. I don't care if it's how people want me to do them, Lord.
Praise
You're
the
not
Lord.
Here to please me. I'm not here to please you. We're here to please the Lord.
Amen.
Right? We're here to be his hands and feet, not each other's. You got your own hands and feet. Use them. Use them for him. You got your own mind. Discern what's going on and act accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just so strong in me that we have got to lay aside our flesh and the things that so easily beset us. So, and they're not in the long run, in eternity. Like somebody making you mad today and cutting you off in traffic or saying something bad about you. What is that going to mean 1,000 years from now in eternity? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. Then why are you holding on to it today? Because it's going to stop you. The only thing it will mean is if you can't let go of this anger, bitterness, this unforgiveness, if you can't let go of that, the thing that's going to mean that in 1,000 years from now, you won't be realizing that it doesn't matter anymore.
Amen.
You'll be
Praise
realizing
God.
I should have changed. And you'll be wailing and there'll be gnashing of teeth and it'll be hot
Amen.
Where you're going.
Praise God.
Fire and brimstone, they say. I don't want to find out. I don't want to know. Like, I don't really want to know the reality of what it is down there. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the reality of what it's like to walk the streets of gold with
Amen.
Jesus.
Praise God.
Amen. And in order to do that, we've got to be real with ourselves. We got to remove the blinders that we may even have put on our eyes ourselves. They say, "Oh, it's okay that I behave like this. It's okay that I don't like that person and don't want to even ever talk to that person. And when they walk by me, I just look away and roll my eyes." No, it's not okay. No, it's not okay. Jesus don't do that to you. And there ain't nobody that's done more sin in Jesus' eyes than us.
Amen.
We're evil. Right? We
Praise
were born evil. We're not evil anymore. We were born evil. And how many sins? What was your life like before Jesus? I don't deserve heaven. I'm grateful that he loves me and he saved me.
Amen.
I don't get to hold on to stuff just because I like them.
Amen.
Right? I never gave up alcohol because I didn't like it. Sometimes it tastes really good. Right? Like, for those of you who have drank it, Linda would have no clue. And you should be, and Philip, rejoice that you don't know. Amen? Because some stupid stuff results from that stuff. But if you want to drink that more than you want to get before the throne room of God, depart from me, you work your iniquity. I never knew you.
Mm.
Choose. You have to choose. You have to choose. Listen, a 20-year-old that we know, well, we didn't know him, we knew his mom and his grandmother. this month in March, was driving his motorcycle and hit into a stopped car and died. 20 years old. Think of that in reference, you young people, into how old you are. Now, yeah, you little kids. But seriously, how far away from you are you from that? You're not promised tomorrow. Now, we're believing and praying over you, and God's protecting you and keeping you, right?
Amen.
But we're none of us are promised tomorrow. Something could happen right now, and we've seen it. Mm-hmm. A guy went and preached a message. A pastor went and preached a message, went to his office, sat down, died. They went into his office and found him dead right after he preached a message. Not promised the next second. What you're promised is that you have the choice to choose now.
Amen.
And then live it from this day going forward.
Amen.
This isn't a game. This isn't a trial run. Right? Like, we're not seeing if Jesus works. This is real. This is life. This is eternity. This is your salvation. And whatever you need it, like, whatever you need to get rid of, you need to seek the Lord and ask him. You say, oh, there's so many things wrong with me. There are so many things wrong with all of us.
Amen.
Amen. God can't reveal it to us all at once, or else we would just couldn't do it. I would be on the floor weeping. God, I'm that bad. But he'll reveal what's important to him for you to stop doing. He'll reveal what's important to him for you to move further into his kingdom. Amen. There's just things. We got to quit being so angry and so rough with people and taking our bad day out on people. Hey, I'm just going to do real talk.
Amen.
You know? And when it's time to pray, pray. When you've been given instructions by authority that God has put into place, do it. Jesus asked his disciples, could you not tarry with me for 1 hour? Just 1 hour. We did it for 30 minutes, and I felt the tug from some people. I'm just being real. I used to be that way when I first started. Like, okay, what are they doing? Like, I don't really understand all this. I feel so good, but I just don't really know why they won't talk or why they're not singing or why is the pastor not coming up? I didn't understand it. But we did it for a half an hour. Why can we not tarry? Mm. Why can we in our own life, in our own time with him, not tarry with him for the time that we need to? There's such an urgency.
Amen.
There's such a realness than ever before. I've heard Jesus is coming back since I was 15 by Misty at Rough Sea Farm in the field detasseling corn. She would tell me, Regina, she was a church girl, and she was just telling me, Regina, and she'd tell me all this stuff about Jesus, and I'm like, I knew John 3:16, but that's about all I knew. And she would tell me about the rapture, and she'd tell me about what would happen after the rapture, and she would tell me all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And I just ignored her. I truly did. But she sowed a seed in me, obviously.
Amen.
I'm here today.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it was for like a 15-year-old. Talk to another 15-year-old.
Praise God.
Being excited about the Bible. Wanting to warn somebody because you're not promised tomorrow.
Praise
wanting
God.
To say there's going to be a day that you meet Jesus. And you need to be ready for it. And the 15-year-old just ignores you and goes on. Like, what does that do to you? Who cares what that does to you? She planted a seed and look at me today.
Amen. Praise
and
we've
since talked about that. Like, I went to school with her. We graduated together and all that stuff. And one time we reconnected back on Facebook because I don't live where I grew up. And I said, do you remember this? And I told her about it. She said, oh, I do. I said, I believe you. I believe you. And I just want to let you know, I'm going up. And she said, praise God. Choices, right? We're coming to choices.
Mm-hmm.
Choices to be made.
Praise the
Lord. Do you want to live the rest of your life angry and defensive and harsh? Now, that's not everybody, but there's some parts of that in everybody.
Mm-hmm.
or do you truly want to live it for the Lord?
Amen.
Free. Because the word says that he whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
Amen.
And the bigger thing is entering the gates and hearing, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in." And many of you don't know this, but when you get to heaven, or maybe you do know this, but when you get to heaven, you may see people coming up to you and saying, "Hey, thank you." And you don't know them. And they say, no, I'm from Kenya. And your church supported your pastor to go over there and preach in a crusade one night. And I was there in that crowd. And I gave my life to Christ. And also, my leg wouldn't work. And he prayed and God healed my leg. And that's the day I received Jesus. And you were part of that.
Praise the Lord.
Or you don't know, but you were talking to another person in a grocery store. And I heard what you were saying. That person looked like they could care less what you were saying, but I heard you. And I went home, and I got on my knees, and I gave my life to Jesus.
Amen.
Your attitude outside those doors and in here affects people more than you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do we want to lead them to the one who has set us free?
Amen.
And allow them to be set free?
Praise the Lord.
Or do we want to just keep our pride and ego and keep the shell on and nobody can get through? Well, the enemy will get through. When you go to hell, that's going to burn that shell all up. Then he's got you.
Praise the Lord.
Are you going to let that go? Soften up. And not only would somebody be able to get through, but you get out to other people. And your story, because we all have a story, and we all have an amazing story. Every story that we have of salvation is an amazing story.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You all have it. And that story will touch somebody. They overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
I hear this question in me saying, "Have I gone too far?" Mm-mm.
Amen.
No, you haven't. No, you haven't. The Lord says, repent. Turn, he'll wash you, cleanse you with the water, read the word. We're good. That's how loving he is. He doesn't make you pay like humans do, right? You make a human mad and we'll stop talking to you. We'll make you pay in ways that is not beating you up or something, but you're going to know we're mad and you're going to know why we're mad and you're going to feel the fire in my glance. Right? Isn't that what we do? We're so petty. That's not what Jesus does. Nope. That's not what Jesus does. Jesus says, "I forgive you. Come here."
Amen.
And just brings you back in.
Amen.
Just brings you back in.
Praise God.
I'm sorry if it makes you mad. I'm sorry if it makes you uncomfortable. I'm not sorry. I don't want you to be mad. I don't want you to be uncomfortable. But I won't not say what the Lord is telling me to say to you, because it's your salvation at hand. This is the decision that you're making that leads to what you decide you get to go. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you this is, if you want to hear "well done and good faithful servant," this is what you must do. If you don't do that, this is what you're going to hear. Depart from me. Such a seriousness I feel in here now. I mean, God's always serious, but there's a time I feel peace. There's a time I feel like an extreme love, but right now it's just a seriousness. Like he's saying, "Child, listen to me. Listen to me. Don't ignore my warning to you. Don't go out there and just dismiss what you heard as somebody who just wanted to keep talking. I don't. I want you to hear what God wants you to hear so that you become who God wants you to become, and so that we get to annoy and pick on each other for all eternity." All eternity. I fully am excited to go mess with Carrie's house in heaven. I'm telling you. I'm excited. But I can't be excited if I won't give up myself. lay down my own cross and pick up his in every area of my life. Hallelujah,
praise
Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Do you still feel that?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to do. I'm just telling you, I don't know what to do. It's still so strong. It is such a pulling. It is so strong up here right now. I don't know if that's because somebody that's supposed to hear is not listening. Or I don't know if it's because somebody who was supposed to join Facebook did it late. Welcome. Jesus wants you to straighten your life out. Make the decision for him. Give up the things of the flesh for the things of the spirit. It's Jesus. Like, it's Jesus. It is the one who loves us more than anything. He could have left us alone. He could have stayed in heaven and never have entered this earth and said, that Adam and Eve, they messed up. Let them all pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what all humanity is going to do. All humanity is going to do that. They're going to turn their backs on you. They're going to disobey you. They're going to defy you. And they're going to let the enemy have his way. And if he would have said that, look at the world today. How true was it? If he would have said that, but that's not what he said. I'll go. The plan was set. I'm going to create a world. I'm going to put two people. I'm going to create people. I'm going to put them on this earth. I'm going to tell them to multiply. And they're going to fall. And I'm going to put you on that earth. And you're going to be the sacrifice of sin for them.
Amen.
And this is the way it's going to go. And he said, okay, I'll do it. And we can't give up anger.
The love of God. You know, he made that decision before he even created the earth. He made that decision that Jesus would be the sacrifice for us. Amen. That's how much he loved us.
He did. Amen. And it's a decision you have to make. It's like paying your mortgage, I guess. If you pay your mortgage, you get to keep your house. If you don't pay your mortgage, eventually you're not going to keep your house, right? Keep close to God, you will keep your house. If you keep moving, God's not stagnant, right?
Amen.
You don't just get to stay in the same place and get saved and sit down and say, okay, Jesus, I'm ready for heaven. It's not the way that Amen. Works. There's a purpose you're created for. First is to worship him. The second is to be a witness into the world for him, right? So you don't just get to sit down and say, oh, I'm done. Because if you do that and you don't keep that relationship going, you don't get to keep that relationship because you're putting no effort. Jesus has already done everything he needs to do. This is a you decision and a you decision only.
Praise God.
I think I want to. Thankful that he made the decision to do it. And you know what? I told you, I'm already seeking and searching. God, what is it in me? I'm not controlling anybody anymore. I'm not telling them anything anymore. Like, I've realized that people say no, and then I'll go do something for them anyway. Nope, they tell me no, it's no. I'm not going to control a scenario. I'm going to let God take care of it. Right? How many times have we had a situation going on and say, God, I need your help. Show me how to do this. And they silent for a little bit. And so you start putting your hand on it and say, okay, I'm going to try this. And I'm going to try this. And I'm going to try this. and it made it a bigger mess than it already was because we got involved and we didn't just wait for God. I'm going to let God do it. There's been things in this last year and a half that have been so out of my control, so out of anything I could do, that it's taught me a huge lesson. That even if I could have done something, I would have done the wrong thing. I would have done the wrong thing. And stepping aside and letting God do it and just say,
Amen.
Do what you're doing, God, because I don't know anymore what to do. Sometimes there's beauty at the bottom of the barrel and you're saying, what do I do? And he says, okay. And he fills it up. I got you now. He's about to fill some barrels to overflowing. Because you've been dry for quite some time, but God says, I'm coming and I'm going to fill that back up. I'm going to fill you back up. You're going to want, he says, to give those things up. You're going to want to see the things that I want to do with you and I have planned for you. You're going to want it.
Amen.
You're going to desire it. Your heart's going to ache for it. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Okay.
No, amen. Well, we're going to let the children go to children's church. Huh? It's 8 o'clock. Whoa.
Well,
they're not. They're not.
I mean, kids, just stay here. We're going to dismiss.
Yeah.
It's 8 o'clock. Pastor Phil took up all of your time.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, come on in, kids. We're going to end church. Sorry. Okay, we do have a couple of announcements. Now, listen, don't leave what we said today here. God put it in us for a reason. And I don't feel him leading to call us up to have us pray over you. This isn't about a man's touch.
Amen.
This is about God's touch.
Amen.
And so I think he put enough in us tonight that we need to go home and truly just seek him.
Amen.
And eat. Yes. Okay. And eat on and just eat what he has told us and just focus on it and see what he would talk to us personally. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to share just one scripture that was in my message tonight because Pastor Regina preached on exactly what I was leading into, and I just want to share this to close this out because it's critical. In Psalms 139:23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." I want you to never be afraid of letting God examine your heart. I think it's good for us to do a reset at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year to just evaluate how we've done this past year and just evaluate how we're moving with God. Amen? And I just want to really just set this in your heart to just ask the Lord to search you this week and just become clean with God and just let him deal with those things that are in us. Amen?
Amen.
And what we're going to do before we do too much more is we are going to go through a couple prayers here.
Hold on a second. Let me do some announcements and you can do those prayer requests. Don't forget women. We have our women's thing this Saturday. I got the stuff ready for us. We are good to go. 9 o'clock here at the church. We are having a Love Your Marriage conference. There is, I don't know, Trey, did you have a chance to or no? I just sent it to you. So on Friday, March 31st from 6 to 9, you can sign up online at obmcckenton/marriage, and it'll walk you through how to sign up. It's pretty easy. I did it myself to make sure that it was good to go and make sure that it was easy in case anybody had any questions. But we do need you to sign up online so that we know how many to expect.
Amen.
Remember, this is going to be all the campus pastors are coming together. We got Pastor Randy and Pastor Nicole coming over, and then they're going to MC us, and then we've got Pastor
Rick and Lynn.
Pastors Rick and Lynn. And then we got Pastor Kylan and Margo is going to come over here. And of course, you got us. And we've done this twice already, and it just got better the second time from the first time. So I can imagine this third time that the Lord's going to it's going to be even better.
Amen.
Amen. So you definitely want to come out to that. I think that's all I have.
Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's put a couple people up in prayer tonight. The first person we're going to put in prayer is Miss Linda Miller, because she fell and had an accident. Amen. So we're just going to lift Linda up. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you've already begun the healing process in her, Father. Now, Lord, we ask you, God, to continue to reduce her pain and discomfort, Father. And, Lord, to just heal this shoulder, Father God, that, Lord, supernaturally you would pop it back in place, Father God. And Father, we pray, Father God, that there will be no additional medical services needed, Father God, that she'd be healed. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name, that you loose the working of miracles and gifts of healing to flow into her, Father. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Lord, we lift up Mona before you, Father God. And Lord, we just ask you, God, to bring her back to healing and to health, Father God. To remove everything that's fighting against her right now, Father God, and to restore her to full health, Father God. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And God, right now we pray for Vicky Dye, and God, that she's in the ICU. And Lord, we just pray, God, that you would just touch her and heal her, Father God. Lord, that you would show the doctors what is needed, Father God. And Lord, that you would just strengthen her and bring her into healing. And God, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I guess before we dismiss here, what we'll do is just, Roger can bring the offering buckets up. Praise God. And you guys can just give out of your heart tonight. Amen. And just give according to what the Lord tells you to do. Praise God. And just be faithful. And we thank you for it. And we just pray blessing. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just pray your blessing over this offering tonight, Father God. And Lord, I thank you that you just love each and every one of us and you just strengthen us, God. And Lord, I thank you that you're refreshing, your reviving spirit, Father God. Revival and refreshing is being poured out on us, God. And Lord, just continue to touch us, and we just thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise God.
Also, there's going to be a quick announcement. The teenagers will not have services on Thursdays anymore. They'll be Sundays. So look forward to this Sunday that you get to leave and go have your own service. Except for worship, of course.